What the f***?
No, it's okay. On this show, you can say fuck.
It is another episode of What the Fuck.
Woo-hoo!
And woohoo, as you can hear, Jillian's here. She's a little bit sick, so if you hear her or cough, you know
not
why.
Not doing coke.
Yeah, she'll actually be just trying to not snot on her computer. That's a lovely image.
Was candy. I'm sure I sound about like 2 octaves lower and slightly congestified, but yeah, I was sick for like the past 3 days, and luckily I didn't get the whole hacking up a lung consistently to where I can't talk and I ended up sounding like this. Like shortly after I joined last year, I had to take a hiatus for 2 or 3 weeks, wasn't it?
Yep.
Because I got really sick.
Do you know what could have made you feel better? Going to adamandeve.com using the promo code WHAT to get 50% off of a single item, to get 3 free DVDs, to get free shipping in the United States, and to get a free mystery gift. Coming always makes you feel better, so why not get something to make you come, right?
Mr. Hadley, I do declare. Speak to a lady in such terms.
Yeah, well, now for this first segment, this is going to be a little atypical. We've done this once before. This entire segment is going to be...
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Or I should say, dumbest things I've ever heard, because we got a whole slew of these sumbitches, don't we?
Should have made it all like epic and made it all echoey. Blah, 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 da, da, da.
I didn't have enough time for that.
You can still add it in and cut me out telling you such so that it will already be done, but you're too lazy. So now I know, and knowing it's half the battle. Gia, Gia.
All right. So our first one is going to be the woman looks like she's probably late 30s, early 40s. This is caught on security camera in, it looks like a grocery store or a larger convenience store. Looks like the frozen food aisle by all the cases around her. A woman just walks down the aisle, absolutely no indication of what she's about to do. I guess when you gotta go, you gotta go. She lifts up her skirt, poops right in the middle of the aisle, doesn't even wipe, and then just pulls her skirt down and walks away.
Wait, was it a skirt? I thought she was wearing pants and dropped trow.
It looked like a skirt. The video, obviously being security cameras, a little...
It was black and white and fuzzy.
Yeah, so it looked like a skirt to me. But yeah, okay. She just basically...
I wasn't looking too closely.
Well, she just basically squatted down, dumped ass, didn't even wipe, and then walked away as if nothing had happened.
What did you wipe with?
That's... Okay, it's gross no matter what,
there's the thing,
but...
too. It wasn't even like a... She's in a turtle head. Like, it was just plop. Like, she must have eaten some Chipotle or something. I don't know. It was just kind of like, and it was just done so casually. And then she's walking and she kind of stops and looks back. And somebody, because this has been going around Facebook, and somebody had commented upon and said, it looked like some dude was picking up a product from the other side of the shelf and kind of saw what was going on and just kind of freaked out and put the product back. If I was there and saw, like, I would totally call the bitch out. I go off on her and make it completely public. Because
see,
that
once,
is ridiculously
now,
gross.
Now, it's not pooping, but, and the woman spoke with a heavy Eastern European accent in the case that I'm about to relate. So maybe she just, maybe that's the custom Czechoslovakia or wherever she's from. Relatively attractive woman, maybe mid-20s. My wife and I are in Target. My wife's looking at some shirts and stuff. And this woman just takes her panties and skirt off right there in the aisle and starts trying stuff on. And it's like,
you're not
what
supposed
the
to take your
fuck?
Panties off when you're trying shit on anyways. Even if it's bathing suits, you're supposed to leave your panties on.
I know. So my wife and I are like, where's the hidden camera? We're clearly being punked right now. And then the woman starts talking to her friend in a thick Eastern European accent. And it's like,
oh,
is that what they do in Czechoslovakia? You just get naked right there in the aisle and try on clothes? So we got Poopin' Lady,
get
which
it,
I guess...
With
Poopin' Lady, I guess what it comes down to is... What would possess you to do that? I mean, even if you've just got to go, isn't it less embarrassing to shit your pants and try and deal with it in the bathroom privately?
I guess, and I actually know a story. I know of somebody who ate something bad for them, went to Walmart, and just kind of exploded in their pants all over the place and went and bought new pants. And came to the front counter and asked if he could just wear them out and ring up. And they were kind of like, are you the dude that just blah, blah, blah? And he's like, yeah, they're like, just leave. Just please leave.
Get out. Get out now.
Yeah, pretty much.
You made me You made me watch this 10-minute video of this really...
Did you watch the other one that was 7 minutes?
No. You made me watch this 10-minute video of this fat, British lady that is losing her shit over watching the Twilight trailer for the first time.
So many people asked me, is this a joke? Even you did. And I was like, I don't think so. It is. This lady is great. Like, she can fucking just cry on cue, no kind of a sense that it's a joke for 10 straight minutes plus. And the thing of it is she's got all of this Twilight stuff, and she supposedly met Robert Pattinson in, like, later ones, and this has just become such an uproar, and it's gone viral, especially with Kristen Stewart cheating on RPAT, made a follow-up video, and this kind of just ties them together. And she's got so many of these videos. I was like, either she is Andy Kaufman-ing us very well, or this lady is just fucked up nuts.
I think she's one of those people that if she were a 70-year-old woman, she'd be one of the ones that watches the soap operas and thinks that all the actors are their characters, because she's talking to the trailer like, you leave him alone! He's a good person!
Yeah, it's so hilarious. Screaming into it, and she even warns to turn it down. Well, essentially, I did a little research because I really wanted to see if there was any kind of other shtick, and especially with a name like Nutty Madam, but a lot of people will say, like, oh, I'm a Twilight nut, or I'm a blah, blah, blah nut. And so the very first video, because I was like, oh, maybe it's fake, because I saw another reaction video to Breaking Dawn 2, but it ended up being the teaser trailer. And so she gets all mad that it was just, you know, a 45-second video and that she can't wait. So the actual Breaking Dawn trailer, and of course I'm sick, so I'm not going to be able to do this, but essentially she watches it like three different times, and she starts out with this huge-ass introduction. She's like, I don't know what I'm going to do because I can only watch it once for the first time, and after I watch it once, I can't watch it again for another time, and I've been waiting for this for so long, and after this it won't be anymore. And she's just going on and on. So she's watching it, and then I had to pull up the trailer because it was hard to hear what was going on amidst all her blubbering. And for those of you who know me from the Cinema Snob, you know that there's this character I play as a Twilight fangirl, and I had to go to all the Twilight movies and review them as a Twilight fangirl, so I'm going to be exposed to this, and thank God there's only one more. She's watching it at the part when they're like, Cullens have done something horrible to Bella Swan. She starts screaming at the screen, like, I did it! You shut up! And just goes on and watches it over, and she's got a tattoo of BS on her wrist, which ironically enough also stands for something else besides Bella Swan. I swan, bitches! And then Kristen Stewart or Bella or what have you goes through her little monologue of the, I never fit in. And then she's like, she pauses it, and she's like, no, you were never ordinary. You were never ugly. You've always been beautiful. And so,
I think she called her special. You've always been special.
Insane. And I'm like, it has to be a joke. And at first it was just annoying, and then I was like, no, I'm gonna watch all of this. And as she's watching it on and on, I'm slipping into the bridge, I'm watching it on and on, and oh god, it's shitty with a cold accent. But
with a cold accent, I didn't know cold was an accent.
It's cold accent, shitty accent with a cold. Shut up.
Okay,
Dan Zabrowski, bitches.
Everyone out there heard it. Apparently speaking when you have a cold is now an accent.
It is. It's a congestified accent. It's like, you have to, like, make yourself a stubby. She makes another video that's about 7 minutes long about the whole Kristen Stewart cheating on RPATs, and she was like, it was essentially like a Leave Britney Alone type thing, saying that it's none of anybody's business, yet she's commenting on it. And then she goes into the yelling, she's like, and you got caught, and how could you be so stupid, and going on. And so it's just, it's ridiculous. It's Nutty Madam on YouTube. If she doesn't have ads, she should, because she would have made a shit ton of money. She's gotten so many hits.
Now, I know McDonald's have a reputation of being kind of unsanitary and people that don't care about their food. I gave you a story about a McDonald's that really exemplifies this, don't they?
Well, to be fair, this isn't McDonald's as a corporation. This is a very specific McDonald's, and it does not reflect upon the corporation because it would have been who was running the store at the time of this occurrence.
Well, a McDonald's outside of America, a woman had a heart attack at the counter. So what they decided to do was prop her body up in the corner, cover her face with napkins, and then just keep serving burgers until somebody came to remove the body.
Yeah, because they called the coroner, and it was a few hours. The thing about that is, though, she was there with her family, specifically her husband. I don't remember who else. So how would you not have an issue with that? The love of your life fucking dies. It takes, you know, and that's a normal thing. It takes a while for a coroner to come, unfortunately. It's hard, but that's the way it goes. But the fact that they kept the restaurant open and are serving, like, wouldn't you just be hysterically, I mean, what did they give him, a Happy Meal toy and be like, all right, here? And secondly, any customers that came in, they did cite, they have people citing that, you know, this was going on. Why would you eat if you saw something that was clearly that situation? Wouldn't you freak? Why would you just be like, all right, that's weird. I'll have a Big Mac, a medium sized meal. And I mean, seriously. And then McDonald's is denying the allegations and said that whoever claims that they saw this are lying. So they're claiming they closed the store, which is really easy to decide if that's bullshit because of cameras.
Exactly. So that one, it's just a quick dumbest thing. Jillian, you being of the female persuasion, Hooters doesn't really speak to you as a corporation, does it? As a place you really feel comfortable in. Am I correct?
Actually, I like Hooters wings. Depending where you go, I feel welcome to eat at Hooters. The Hooters in the area where I live, I don't want to slander, the girls are fucking bitches. Unless you have a cock, they're not going to flirt with you. They're not going to treat you respectfully, which is a big mistake with someone who's bisexual and may think you're hot anyway.
I was going to say, but aren't you into girls too?
I know, but that's the thing. Even so, like, as a waitress, you don't diss your customer. They are there to tip you. Now you might get the stink eye from some girls who are like, my boyfriend made me come here, but you still treat them nice, and then you're going to get a good tip. What I think is ironic is, at least the Hooters here, it should really be called legs, because, well, I am big busty. These girls don't have anything on me. They have legs that go up for days, sexy bodies, but I don't think that they should necessarily be at Hooters. And the ones that do have sizable
Kazangas.
Produce. The one who are very good in the ripe melony section. Clearly huge boob job. So anyway, Hooters has decided to revamp their aesthetic. A new menu, decor, new target audience, everything. And essentially, I mean, this isn't that big of news. It's just kind of like, wow, welcome, you know? They're essentially turning into Buffalo Wild Wings, it sounds like.
Well, reason I wanted it as a dumbest thing was, Hooters has always been associated with a place guys go to ogle the waitresses. It's not a place women go. So that's why it struck me as so odd that they now want to get a large women demographic in there. That's just weird to me.
I think the thing of it is, mainly couples, things like that, the women don't want to go to Hooters. So it's one of those, yeah, guys will go there at nights, but it just really depends. The last time I was in there, and the reason why I haven't been in a while, I've kind of told my friends, I was like, I don't have a problem with the whole, oh, sexy women. It's the fact that every time I've been in the Hooters in our town, they're fucking stuck up bitches, and I do not want a bitchy waitress. You know, it's like their wings aren't that good to justify shitty service. The thing of it is going in there, it is kind of weird and creepy in the fact that the last time I was there, it was this little kid's birthday. He was maybe between the ages of 8 and 11, and they do their little happy birthday, sexy, brushy boobies song where they, like, you know, press up against the guys, and the kids got a big old grin on them, and I'm like, that's kind of wrong. Not because it's all, I don't know, it just didn't feel right, because you've got adult women, and it's a little kid, and it just seemed wrong that you.
I guarantee you, the little kid did not think anything was wrong with that, especially with how tight his pants got.
On a parent's end, why would you take your 10-year-old to Hooters and have a bunch of adult? You know what I mean? Like, that just doesn't seem like good parenting. They're revamping. They want to get more people, and so it kind of sounds like they're extending their menu with, like, salads, burgers, and specialty wings. So it really sounds like they're going the route of Buffalo Wild Wings, honestly. Really unsaid on the whole uniforms, things like that. And I've always joked, because they sell, like, you know, Hooters merchandise. I actually have a Hooters t-shirt because they sponsored our softball team back when I was in college. And so I've always said, I was like, dude, I should get, like, a Hooters uniform shirt and, like, go into Hooters to eat and be like, do the head bop thing, like, what up? That's okay. That gratification. Okay, so
all right, and now we got to speed through a couple of the next ones. So we had a whole bunch more, but we'll save those for the future. Jillian wants to talk about one that's a little more serious, but it's funny in how it's handled. Jillian, give us a little bit of background on baby changing station cocaine.
That sounds like a product. Real Radio in Britain decided to test 100 changing tables randomly from stores, churches, police stations for traces of cocaine. In 92
out of the 100 changing tables, 92 had traces of cocaine on them. Apparently, they have high drug activity, which went ahead and just kind of spawned this investigation by Real Radio. The appalling thing, not that that's not appalling in itself, because, I mean, I was in school and our teacher told us about a situation where students whipped out coke and started snorting it on the desk because they were retarded. I don't know. So people do stupid things. We've all heard every start of the show we talk about random stupid things. Fox News commented upon this, just kind of scoffing at it and just basically debunking it, saying it wasn't true, laughing about it with each other, saying, was that really a good place to get high? Who does that? I don't believe it. If the coke is there, it must be from the researchers. You know, are they sure it's not like powder and these guys are just crappy researchers and they're all, ah, ha, 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 ha.
One of the Fox News hosts even does air quotes whenever she says research, and she says they must have planted the cocaine there.
Hey.
But what's the basis for thinking that this is a flawed study? Obviously, yes, the number is shockingly high. I get that. At the same time,
do you know how many traces of cocaine are on money? But essentially, they were warning parents, or mainly mothers, because they go into the changing rooms, but there's the family rooms. They were warning them, saying, wipe down the changing tables. And then one parent was kind of like, yeah, we just want to remind you that, you know, changing tables usually contain poop. So you might want to think about that. People do druggies, do weird shit like people normally do. But I mean, if you're jonesing and there's a tray right there, chances are they're probably going to do it. It looks clean. They don't give a shit. So they're on the side of caution, clean off the fucking table. But for these quote unquote news reporter anchors, what have you, to just be completely
No. I'm going to stop you right there.
I said quote unquote. I did quotes like she did.
But no, even don't even quote. Fox does not qualify as news. They call
themselves as such. So I'm just saying,
right,
so called.
All right, fine.
Argue. Kevin Bacon wasn't in Footloose. Yes, he was. No, he wasn't. That's what you sound like, arguing things.
Wow, that was condescending.
I love you.
It's just another incident of Fox News, well, not looking into anything. It doesn't sound like something that they want to report, so clearly faked.
Well, no, it's not even a matter of not looking into it and something that they don't want to report. Fine, don't fucking have it in your news segment, but you're just going to flat out say they're lying and you don't believe them. It's like, seriously? And obviously, those of you who know Fox News know they're full of more shit than that lady who went in the aisle. So, that's what we call a callback.
But Jillian, this is also, to get a little bit serious here about journalism, this is also the same Fox News that sued and won, through the United States Supreme Court, the right to be able to fabricate stories and call it news. Basically, they won the right. You do not have to actually believe or show facts of a story to call it news. This is the organization that went to bat for that. So that should say something right there.
Yeah, I still don't understand how all that works. Like, it just doesn't make sense. It's that thing called libel where you can't make shit up.
It used to be news had to. You had to have some sort of a factual basis.
Or a source that you know.
Right, like even if it turned out to be untrue, if when you reported it, you believed it was true, then you were safe. Fox got it, so you don't even have to believe it. They can make up a story right now and go all Weekly World News and report all over the place that President Obama is actually an alien who's had his brain replaced by the mole people from the center of the earth. And they could do it 100% serious, and no one could come back at them for that because they have the right to call that news.
Somebody put that to animation. I really want to see Josh saying that just in flash animation. It'll make me giggle and bring me much pleasure.
All right, on that, we're going to end this segment. We've got to talk about some relatively
serious,
more serious stuff
up
for the segment three. So after a heart attack, we'll be back. But just stick with us, guys.
Hey, guys, Hart D. Fisher from Heart Attack here. And normally you'd hear me ranting and raving about some political thing that's got a bug up my ass or another. But today, I want to talk to you guys about the Safe Cig. When I was growing up as a kid, my father smoked 3 packs a day. My mother smoked 2 packs a day. And when we went on a family camping trip, he rolled up the windows for the air conditioner. So we rolled down the highway in a goldfish bowl full of smoke. It was nuts. Well, tell you what, folks, I wish my father had this when I was a kid. SafeSig is a new technology that offers a real alternative to smoking tobacco cigarettes. That's right, it's an alternative to smoking tobacco cigarettes. No tar, no ash, and has virtually no smell. So go on down to www.thesafesig.com. No secondhand environmental health or fire risk. So if you've got a hubby or a wife who likes to smoke in bed at night while she's reading her favorite James Patterson novel, well, hey, you don't have to worry now if she's smoking the SafeSig, because it's not on fire. So, folks, I've got a really good deal for you. If you want to try out the SafeSig, you can. You're going to get 20% off if you use the code HORROR. That's right. Use the code HORROR, and you're going to get 20% off your order of the SafeSig. And that's thesafesig.com. So go ahead and check it out today. Get your 20% off. Don't forget to use your code HORROR.
Well, guys, you gotta love the Los Angeles City Council. This fucking council of dunces. This LA City Council that will approve a school being built on a live methane field. This city council, where the mayor of LA, last term was busy banging a local news anchor instead of his wife. Well, now they've decided by a 14-0 vote, they are going to ban all cannabis shops in Los Angeles.
Hold on, Hart. Let me interrupt you real quick. I'm not saying that that's not big news. We've got something else I'd like to discuss tonight, too. This whole Ukrainian demonoid torrent bust.
Demonoid? That's a movie.
No. Demonoid is a torrent site. I'll let you go on. You finish your thing. Remind me. I want to talk about this demonoid thing in tonight's Hart Attack, okay? So what's
Let's talk about that right now, actually. You know, when you say a torrent site, what you're talking about is a peer-to-peer network that's private, that's invite-only, correct?
Yes. Demonoid was one of the largest invite-only torrent sites on the Internet. Basically, you had to know somebody who was already a member to become a member. So just some random guy looking for porn or looking for the new Steven Seagal movie to download can't just walk into this place.
Gotcha. So what happened? Tell the audience what the fuck happened in the Ukraine.
The Ukrainian government decided, as a, quote, favor to the United States in their battling of copyright infringement, unquote, to bust Demonoid. They hit them with a determined denial of service attack first for about 2 weeks, which made the site completely inaccessible to anyone on the Internet. Then they walked in with their jackbooted thugs, locked all the doors and stole all their servers and shut them down. All because the U.S. wants them to stop.
Did they break any Ukrainian laws? Did this company break any laws in the Ukraine?
No, that's the most fucked up part about this, Hart.
Well, okay, well, that's the first question. So this company, Demonoid, has broken no laws in the Ukraine.
They actually went out of their way to make sure that they didn't.
Arrested them.
Yeah, they went out of their way to make sure they didn't break any laws. Hart, they blocked all Ukrainian IP addresses. And
I'm hearing a similar thing here, Josh. I'm hearing a similar thing. So here's question number two. Has this company been actually charged with any crime in the United States?
Not yet. The United States
Don't give me this not yet shit. That's the key here. All right, for our audience at home, what we have here is we have a business that has not been charged with a crime, that has not broken any crimes in the country they're homed in, but as a favor to the United States, their government arrested these people, even though there's no crime or criminal charges. That sounds a little bit like Nazi Germany, doesn't it, Josh?
It also is a backwards-ass way to run an investigation. Basically, what the Ukrainian government said was, on behalf of the United States government, keep in mind, they said, we know you're committing crimes. We know you're committing copyright infringement. We can't prove it. So we're going to go in and seize all your servers and then use the evidence on the servers to prove what we, quote, already know.
So essentially what we're talking about is, let's say the FBI says, you know what? I happen to know that Pfizer makes a drug that kills people. You know what? In fact, I happen to know that Pfizer is one of the biggest manufacturers of drugs that kill more Americans than traffic accidents. Let's talk about this, guys. Oxycontin, Vicodin, Xanax, Soma, all these drugs, these prescription drugs, kill by prescription than traffic fatalities. But Pfizer is not being arrested on anything. No one from Pfizer has gone to jail for the people that have died from Lipitor. No one. But this company in the Ukraine has just been arrested with no crime, no charges. Isn't this everything that you and I talked about when we were trying to fight CISPA and SOPA and all the other acronyms, Josh?
It absolutely is. And that's what has got me so fucking worked up. Who the fuck does the Ukrainian government think they are? Let me rephrase that. Who the fuck does the U.S. government think?
This isn't about the Ukraine. This is about the United States.
Yeah. Who the fuck does the United States think they are to go, you know what? As a favor to us, bust this local fucking company.
Here's the thing, though, that's most important. There's no crime. There's no criminal charges, guys. No one was charged with a crime, yet their business was shut down. That's fucked up. I didn't realize we were a country that went in and bullied motherfuckers and said, oh, just take down this country or take down that. Or it's kind of like, I don't know if you've heard about this Buckyballs thing, but there's a company that manufactures magnetic spheres. And these are manufactured for adults. You know, like you got the click clack thing where you take the ball and you swing it back and it hits the row of balls and then the other ball moves out. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. You see those in psychiatrist offices.
These goofy little toys made with these metal spheres. These guys make this stuff and it's for adults. But the United States government has decided that children might get hurt. There is not one single child fatality. And this is a $50 million a year company that employs Americans. That is going to get shut down. Why? Because they just think it might be bad. It just might be bad. They're just dudes. You know, everybody out there listening, we talked about the victory we had with CISPA. We talked about the victory of how important it was for you to go out and contact your representatives in Congress and in the Senate. And this is why. I mean, this is why we have to be on top of this, because there's a lot of fucking crooks out there and they're trying to box us in, man.
You and I are not that different age-wise. I grew up with fucking lawn darts. Those were legal.
Dude, I grew up with lawn darts, all kinds of crazy shit. I don't understand this culture now that kids can't ride their bike without a helmet, knee pads, elbow pads, a fucking condom on their little penis. I mean, it's fucking insane. They don't let people be people.
It's the nanny state is what it is. It's the nanny state. It's the state telling you how to raise your fucking kid.
Dude, this goes right back to what I wanted to talk about with medical marijuana. I have not come out and spoken about my advocacy for medical marijuana. It's real simple, guys. We have a real drug problem in America. We got a real prison problem in America. Prisons cost us a lot of dough. When you put a person in jail, you have to pay for their electricity. You got to pay for their food. You got to pay for their rent. You got to pay for the guard who has to guard them. And not only that, we have to pay their medical bills. And in this country, we've been privatizing the prisons. We've been making it profitable to own a prison. And that's a big mistake. And here we come back to this issue of medical marijuana. Okay. I'm a proponent for medical marijuana, and it's very simple. No one has shown me a single death where a person has smoked medical marijuana to death. No one, not one. But if we look on online and we do a little bit of research, we'll find out that, you know, in Ohio, the Ohio Department of Health did a really nice job looking at a recent study about prescriptions for hydrocodone. There are 4.8 million prescriptions for hydrocodone. Vicodin means one in every 2.5 people in the state of Ohio got a prescription for hydrocodone in 2008. That's 2.7 million prescriptions in 2008 in Ohio. That means that's one for nearly every four people were for oxycodone. Do you think they're trying to keep medical marijuana away from the people because it's going to hurt them?
It's going to hurt their sales. It's going to hurt the sales
of the people that make oxycodone. I'm going to make this blunt, Josh.
I see what you did there.
Bled out. Okay, I'm going to go right to the heart of the matter. I love my dad. I miss my dad. My dad was an awesome fucking dude. He was a cool, funny guy, and he bled out. He died sitting on the toilet like fucking Elvis, and he bled out from what? His medications that he was on in Chicago, and one of them was hydrocodone, and they fucked him up. Now, if my father had access to medical marijuana, for one, his pain, two, for the issues of his inflammation in his joints from his arthritis, my dad would probably be alive right now. I would have my dad here today to listen to me on the fucking radio to celebrate with the victories I'm having in American Horrors. Well, he'd be here.
What it comes
he'd
down to,
be here. So right. I'm saying, you drug companies out there, I fucking hate you. I fucking hate you. I will have you. I will have you like a dog on a bone. You think your money protects you, you motherfuckers? It doesn't. We the people will have you, because we've lost our mothers. We've lost our daughters. We've lost our sons, our fathers, our cousins, our nephews, from all this prescription drug bullshit. When how easy would it be if you could just grow a plant in your backyard? Oh, the drug companies don't want that. No, and neither do the drug dealers, Co. I'm sorry I'm getting angry, Josh, but I'm furious about
this. But Hart,
these
assholes
in the LA City Council have banned this shit. There's old ladies that aren't going to be able to get pain medication for their arthritis. There's old men. And that fucking bothers me.
Hart, think about it like this. The reason they don't want it is they can't control it. They can control. Look at even to go to your prescription drug. Look at all the people. Remember early 2000s? Everyone was importing all their shit from Canada because it was cheaper. What did the drug companies do? They went
to
their lobbyists.
Drugs from Canada.
Exactly. Because
you know,
they can't control that.
Drug barons, I think Canadians.
Because they can't control it. This is all about control. I'm not trying to make a horror movie analogy, but they want a nation of zombies. They want
Dude,
people.
Let me put it to you this real simple. There's a new drug, a new pain killer, fentanyl, F-E-N-T-A-N-Y-L, in the form of patches and lollipops. It's 100 times more powerful than morphine. And drugs like this cause more death than heroin and cocaine combined. So where is my elected representative protecting me? He's not protecting me. And let's face it, folks, these drug dealers want these drugs illegal. Drug dealers want marijuana illegal. Drug dealers are committing money to elections so that it stays illegal. They don't want you to grow this in your backyard. They don't want that.
Because then
happen.
Their business goes away.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it, guys. There is a major drug war happening in Mexico. And if we legalized marijuana tomorrow, we would cut their fucking balls off. But you know what? They don't want that. You know why? Because American companies are selling these drug dealers all their guns, right? Isn't that what Obama doesn't want to talk about, that drug operation where our government sold automatic weapons to drug dealers in Mexico, and those weapons were used to kill American enforcement officers?
Exactly.
And that's one of the secrets Obama's trying to step on? Dude, seriously, if we get up and we start voting, and we start taking an interest, and we start calling our representatives, these motherfuckers will do what we say. Look what happened with the CISPA vote. We have to get off our asses. I'm tired of people dying, man. I'm tired of my friends dying. I had a buddy of mine with a major, major back injury. He had a little cage built around his spine, right? This guy was an ex-heroin addict, and he said kicking Vicodin was worse than kicking fucking heroin.
See, Hart, I'm one of those people that I don't even like to take an aspirin unless I'm about to go all Scanners.
I take aspirin once in a while, you know what I mean? But I don't buy into this bullshit. Dude, look at the drug commercials that are on the TV.
Well,
in
the ones with the little bee?
That shit was a fucking Saturday Night Live sketch, and now it's reality.
Yeah, like the little bee and the little monsters under your toes and shit?
I love when they've got the old guy dancing in the field of flowers, frolicking as they talk about all the horrible side effects of the pill he just took so he didn't have to pee in the middle of the night.
Exactly. And I don't mean to cut you off, but we're running out of time.
All right. Well, I'm gonna make it real simple. Before I get off the air, one of the things I wanted to address is in the state of California, these city council members have already been busted. There's a city in California that was busted by the FBI for making these same kinds of threats about closing down the clinics and taking shakedown money on the side. And this is going to happen in L.A. This is what's going down here, folks. This is about money. This isn't about us or helping us or protecting us. And I hate these motherfuckers. So you know what, folks? I just want you to pay attention. I just wish you'd get up and you'd vote more. Even if you vote against the causes that I'm for, just fucking take an action. At least if you got up and you voted and you took an action in your governance, I could say, well, at least it's the fucking will of the people.
Do you like metal? Of course you do. We all do. So why not head over to what Clawhammer PR calls the online mecca of the underground extreme, Apox Metal Review. In-depth reviews, interviews, personal viewpoints, free and legal album streams, and more. Covering all of the undiscovered underground, visit apox.net. That's www.apochs.net today. All right, Jillian, now, I said we'd get a little bit more serious and a little more bummer here. Now, as we're recording this, I need to preface with this. As we are recording this, this just happened a few hours ago. So by the time you hear this on Saturday night, a whole lot more information may have come out or things may have changed. So please know when what Jillian and I say is only from about 5 hours after the incident, okay? You guys know I live in Wisconsin, as we've talked about Scott Walker all the time. Well, I live only a few hours away from Milwaukee, a small suburb just outside of Milwaukee, Oak Creek and Cudahy. Some crazed gunman, who at the point we're recording this is unidentified, walked into a Sikh temple. Sikh is an Indian religion, kind of. It's something a lot of people confuse as Muslim, but it's not.
It's separated from the Hinduism. It's just kind of
right. But I know a lot of people. I've seen people, because the Sikhs are a pretty big presence in Wisconsin, and I've seen a lot of people call them towel heads and call them Muslim and make terrorist references, and they don't realize that those are two vastly different religions. So that's why I'm saying they're often mistaken for Muslim. But an unidentified gunman walked into a Sikh temple in suburban Milwaukee, opened fire, wounded a bunch of people, and killed at least six people before he was killed in a shootout with police officers outside the temple.
That may, of course, go up within the next 6 days.
Right. The man said nothing to police, said nothing to the people he was shooting. He just walked in and started shooting. And there were people hiding in closets, hiding under tables, people running away. All people said they saw was a 6-foot-tall, bald white man that they've never seen before. They, and I'm quoting here, walked like he had a purpose and knew where he was going, walked in and started gunning down the parishioner would be the right term for a Sikh temple, but for the lack of a better term, and started gunning down the parishioners of this Sikh temple. With this coming so close to the Batman shooting, I mean, obviously, it'd be stupid to say that they're related, but I think when these things all happen in such close succession, Jillian, you know what's coming next, don't you? Gun control. We talked about it on the episode with the media handling the Batman thing. This is now going to kick it up all over again.
I don't know. The issue of gun control has been fought with for so long that, I mean, we've had so many gun incidents in this country, and I really don't know if these two instances, because they're not going to relate them. One was, you know, an insane person that's claiming that they were incited via the media they were watching, and this is clearly an act of, you know, religious terrorism.
And thank you for using that word.
Focusing upon one group of religion.
Thank you for using the word terrorism, because the FBI and the Department of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms is using it too, which means they obviously have more information than we have right now, as you know, to the media, because they are immediately classifying this as an act of domestic terrorism. Now,
I said religious terrorism.
Right, but you use the word terrorism, but the FBI is taking the reins on this because it's being classified as domestic terrorism. Which means they've obviously been tracking whoever this is, or they found some shit in this guy's apartment or whatnot that says he is linked to something bigger than a crazy guy shooting up a movie theater, or just to some crazy guy who thinks Muslims are down the street from him and starts shooting up a bunch of Indians.
And I mean, I do want to clarify, because we did briefly talk on that issue when we talked about the shooting and the hype of the media. They didn't call him a terrorist, but I don't think that was because he's white. I mean, this guy's white and they're calling him a terrorist. I think more so terrorism is when you focus upon a certain religious or nationality or just some kind of focus group in
something that's non-random. Something that's non-random.
And I mean, if you're going to say terrorism against anything, it would be, you know, moviegoers, just ridiculous. So that is just an instance of kind of would you call school shootings terrorism? Not really. I mean, there's a very fine line. So I do want to bring that up just before you guys start, you know, commenting or thinking that, oh, well, welcome, this is and that's not. I mean, there is a fine line between random acts of vast violence and very focused against
hate.
One particular,
hate.
Yeah,
focused
against
focused
one particular
hate.
Ethnic group, just gay, what have you, anything. So I just want to put that out there before things get misconstrued, since these did happen so close together, and I know there a lot of, well, how come this guy isn't a terrorist type stuff.
Well, and then this leads us into a second subtopic that we were going to talk about anyway. It was going to be the second segment of this show, regardless of the Sikh shooting or not. And that is Missouri is trying to pass a law that, and I have trouble even saying this, protects Christians' right to pray in public. Now, first of all,
They already have that.
Exactly. And now, Jillian, I already know where you're going to kind of go on this, and you're going to yell at me, but let me say the whole thing first, okay?
Yes.
I'm seeing this over and over, and not just in right-wing media. I'm not just talking about on Fox News and Glenn Beck and shit like that, but I'm seeing this everywhere, that Christians are being persecuted, and Christians are going, oh, I'm sick of being persecuted for my religion in America. Hey, dumbasses, you're not. You're the dominant religion. When's the last time some Muslim guy walked into a church and blew it up? When's the last time somebody was denied an apartment or denied a job because they were a Christian? Fucking never. Happens to Muslims, happens to Jews, happens to atheists all the time. The Christians are not the persecuted. They're the persecutors.
And again, I mean, I'm going to argue with you on that point because those who are saying this are wrong. Obviously, not all Christians are saying, oh, we're being persecuted. It's not a mass thing. But there are large amounts that are saying this. The thing is, with this Amendment 2, number one, no one's saying you can't pray. I don't know if they're talking about, you know, circles in public places and out loud. I think the Bible out and reading it.
And I think I know what they're trying to do here. If you're out at a restaurant and you want to pray before you dig into your food, no one's going to stop you. You're on the bus. You want to pray before you get home. No one's going to stop you. You know what they're trying to do? Schools are a public place. If this law passes, and this is just supposition on my part, but I am seeing a conspiracy. I know you always call me a conspiracy theorist, but tell me you don't see what I'm talking about here too. Yeah. They passed this law, and since schools are considered public places, then they can say, well, you can't stop us from praying in school. You can't stop us from reading a Bible in a public school. I think that's what they're trying to do here. I think they're trying to get around the separation of church and state with this.
Exactly. But here's the thing with no one, if you're reading a Bible in school on, you know, your regular reading time, I mean, there's specific times, I don't care, grade school, high school, college, whatever. If you are in class, you pay attention in that class. If it's silent reading time or downtime and you can read whatever book, they're not going to look at you and be like, oh, you're reading you're reading a religious book, you're reading this, you're reading that. There's fucking religion classes in public schools, you know, that you study theology. So reading religious material and teaching it are two completely different things. Let me finish.
Okay.
Therefore, you cannot force others to pray. Hence the whole, like, one nation under God with the flag, which I think is dumb. I mean, that is the Pledge of Allegiance. If you're going to say, oh, whatever, I'm not getting into that. However, you can't do, like, group class prayer. You can't suck other people into your religion saying, well, it's my right to pray. And notice, this is specifically geared towards Christians. So if you have someone that's satanic, Wiccan, whatever, and when I say satanic, I know we haven't talked about this a lot. There are so many different areas of Satanism, and some are more like, oh God, I sound like an idiot.
The Church of Satan is a legal religion, the same as any other. They have their own prayers, yeah, their own traditions. They have everything. Unfortunately, right, unfortunately, when you say satanic, the first thing that enters people's heads is like the movie Drive Angry, that kind of, yeah, Satanism. That's not what true Satanism is.
Right. So, and then you have the people that, you know, they warp anything. They warp Wicca. They warp, you know, you can warp anything. I mean, hell, these people are warping Christianity by taking to just such an extreme. And there's so many quotes in the Bible. For every extremist quote that somebody takes out of context, you can give, like, their quotes of stuff that you're not necessarily supposed to do that we do nowadays. It's like everything is dated and people just read too much into something. And I know we've talked about this so many times, but this is specifically geared towards Christianity. So you're saying, okay, well, I want my right to pray. Well, what if, you know, a Wiccan is doing their prayer, you know, in the class or what have you,
or even something larger, like a Jew, or God forbid, a Muslim. What if a Muslim wants to pray to Allah? This doesn't protect them. That's why I'm so offended at this Missouri law. The fact that it just says this protects Christians in public. That offends me as an atheist. And it should offend anyone that's not, it should actually offend Christians. Any Christian listeners we have, you should be just as offended as I am. The fact that these people who want to pass this law are trying to say that you are better than a Muslim person because of what you believe, that you are better than a Jew because of what you believe, that you are better than me as an atheist because of what you believe. That's elitism, and that is fucking wrong on every goddamn level.
I don't even understand where they're coming from when they say it'll level the playing field. No, it won't. And the fact that they're saying the measure would send a message that it's okay to read a Bible in study hall. You can still read a Bible in study hall. If you're going to get bullied for what have you, there is so much more bullying. I don't know anybody that's like, oh, you're reading a Bible. You're a Christian. You're going to get bullied for being gay, for being quote unquote weird or different. Any number of things you're going to be bullied for. I mean, there's not a whole lot of, how many stories have we done about bullying of gay students, someone reading the Bible in study hall, and then also, or
Jillian,
briefly before
what,
the city council
what
meeting.
Was that state?
Now, hold on. What does that mean? Does that mean like group prayer? Because you cannot hold prayers of one specific religion in a public meeting place. If you want to pray to yourself, fine. You don't have to pray out loud. You can pray mentally.
Exactly. And didn't we have what I was going to ask you was, I wasn't trying to interrupt you, but okay. What I was going to ask you was, what was the state that we did the story on where you could
it was Missouri, wasn't it?
I think so, where you could legally beat up a gay student and not have any repercussions because you truly believed him being gay was a sin against your religion.
Yeah.
It's like, that's the kind of thinking that, okay, there was this big thing that happened in the past. I don't know if any of you out there may have heard of it. It was called the Crusades. It was a pretty bad thing. It was a real bummer on everybody, man.
Basically, join us or die. Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
Not even the Spanish. So,
no, I know.
Before we wrap up, I want to say I'm offended at this. Anyone that listens to this show in Missouri, I want to hear...
Anyone anywhere.
Well, yeah, but only the people that live in Missouri can actually affect change in this because it's a Missouri thing. So you're in Illinois, I'm in Wisconsin. We can't vote on this. We can't vote it down. So I need all of our Missouri listeners to go to whoever your local lawmaker is that's going to be voting on this, and you tell them you do not want this, that this is religious elitism, and the last thing you people want is to be setting a precedent. And I know it seems a little weird that we kind of push these two stories together. Again, this part is speculation. While it's not out yet, I have a feeling the Sikh shooter, it's probably going to turn out to be a religious shooting. He probably did this because of their religion.
He thinks they're terrorists.
Right. I have a feeling it's going to turn out he thought they were Muslim or that they were anti-God or he was on a mission from God or something like that. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to make light of it. Whenever I say mission from God, I go into Blues Brothers. So I'm sorry about that. That was unintentional.
But no, let me just say something. Near the end of the article, it does state that certain lawmakers are even saying this is ridiculous for them to say that they're under attack. They don't think it'll pass. They believe if it does pass, it's going to go to federal court. So it's not something necessarily that they expect to be overwhelmingly passed. However, you know, society we live in today, who knows? I just think this is an asinine thing that doesn't need to be there, that's essentially protecting one religion, which is already the majority of religion across America, that it's just asinine to be. It just angers me how close-minded people are. I'm sorry. They've dragged religion into the politics, especially this year, so much to a disgusting degree.
And it's going to get worse the closest we get to November. It's gonna get worse as we get to November. And I also want to apologize to Jillian right here on the air and to the listeners. Jillian and I are not trying to interrupt one another. We have a wicked ass Skype delay tonight.
Yeah.
So I just want to point that out. When it sounds like we're talking over one another, we think the other one's done. So I can only do so much in editing, so I just want to apologize to Jillian for talking over her, and I want to apologize to the listeners for us talking over one another. Just, I don't know why, but we got wicked-ass Skype delay tonight.
Well, that's why, like, I am afraid I sounded mean, so I was like, wait, let me finish. I felt like the South Park, cut it, finish. And it was just one of those, I was on a track. And it was, if I would have paused, I would have just completely lost and forgot what I was saying. And I figured that was the Skype issue. So
not a
problem. Sorry if we seemed kind of like Fox News talking over each other, because we're so not. You can find me on Facebook, Jillian Zarowski. I am also on Twitter, and you can find me on thecinemasnob.com.
Find me at 1201beyond.com. Contact me at 1201beyond@gmail.com. My weekly column, Sanity is Razor Thin, at geekjuicemedia.com. My monthly column, The Shadows of Pop Culture, in Scene Magazine, if you happen to be in the Green Bay area.
Money, 70.